Today on Mr. Media, I'll talk to feline whisperer Jackson Galaxy, star of My Cat from Hell, which debuts on Animal Planet on May 7th. Stick around. These cats will rip your lungs out, Jim.
Hey, did you know that you can listen to the latest Mr. Media on your phone with the Stitcher app? Stitcher is smart radio for your smartphone. Mr. Media is on demand and on the go with Stitcher. Download Stitcher for your phone today. Get the free download at Stitcher.com. That's Stitcher.com.
So much media, so little time. Who keeps track of it all? That would be me. This is Bob Andelman, and this is a Mr. Media interview. You know, MrMedia.com, MrMedia.com. Stop by and check it out. There are more than 700 archived celebrity interviews for your listening pleasure. The show is brought to you today by Audible. Audible is offering Mr. Media listeners a free audiobook download and a 14-day trial offer to give you a chance to check out their very cool service. I love listening to books on tape. If you've never tried it before, actors or sometimes the author themselves read to you. It's great for the commute, the beach, or unwinding before bed. You can choose a free audiobook from Audible's enormous library of titles, including today's top catty bestsellers such as The Cat in the Hat, read by Kelsey Grammer, Kurt Vonnegut's Cat's Cradle, and Cat's Eye by Margaret Atwood. You can even download Will Eisner, A Spirited Life, the biography of the comic book and graphic novel legend, which I wrote and will personally read to you. To download your free audiobook today, go to audibletrial.com/radio. Again, that's audibletrial.com/radio for your free audiobook. Mr. Media is recorded live before a studio audience of recovering former cat house dwellers in the new media capital of the world, St. Petersburg, Florida. I hate cats. Okay, maybe hate is a strong word. The problem is I'm allergic to them. I can think of many aspects of my life that would have turned out differently if it were not for the adult onset of cat allergies. Dinner parties, I would not have had to leave early due to puffy red eyes. Intimate social encounters, uninterrupted by wheezing and breathlessness. You get the idea. So I can't be around cats. And I suppose because of that, I do hate cats. To me, then, all cats are sent to us from Beelzebub, which is why I instantly accepted the opportunity to interview rock guitarist and cat wrangler Jackson Galaxy on the occasion of his new Animal Planet miniseries, My Cat from Hell. Don't you love that title? The show debuts Saturday, May 7th at 9 p.m. I'd probably want to catch the show just for the spectacle of Galaxy himself, and those of you watching on video can see what I'm talking about, the shaved head, the goatee, which I have a preference for myself, and the cat tattoos. It's quite a sight to behold. Even before we meet the various felines on steroids that the show has. This should be quite fun. Jackson Galaxy, welcome to Mr. Media.
Thank you, Bob. It's good to be here.
Glad to have you. So, Jackson Galaxy, seriously? Can I see some ID, please?
You want me to whip out my driver's license?
Maybe.
No. As a matter of fact, I don't think that there's a 20-minute period that goes by that someone says, is that your real name? You know, and yes.
There's a mom and dad galaxy?
Mom and Galaxy, Papa Galaxy, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Man. I want to be born into that family. That beats the heck out of Andelman or even Media.
Yeah, right.
So I'm guessing that my dog prejudice comes out immediately if I ask you how you get to become a credentialed cat behaviorist.
Well, credentialed and what I do are two different things. Yeah. I mean, you can go to veterinary school and be a certified animal behaviorist by going to school for it. That's not what I did. I just learned what I learned in the trenches, so to speak. I spent many years in animal rescue, animal shelters, just hands-on techniques that I learned kind of in a vacuum. You know, there wasn't other people to bounce it off of, and the cats told me what worked and what didn't, and then of course over the course of my career, you know, thousands of people and their cats have told me what works and what doesn't, and you refine those techniques.
So it's something that's developed out of practice and probably word of mouth. You help one family and they tell another and so on. Is that the essence of how something like this came about?
Right. I mean, at first it was an offshoot of my work at the shelter. We had the foresight at the time to say, listen, we are busting full of cats right now and more are coming in every day. And isn't there a way that by going out to these people's homes, we can stop the tide a little bit? These are easy problems that we can fix. And not only that, sort of tighten the bond between the people and their animals, and the animal doesn't come in, and we're saved a little bit. So that's how it started. And from there, word of mouth got to the point where it allowed me to leave my 9-to-5 and create my own 9-to-5 or 9-to-9.
So you've literally created a business for yourself doing this. This is how you earn a living.
This is it. Yeah. I mean, we have the cat behavior side of things, and I also run a business called Spirit Essences, which is holistic remedies for animals, not just cats, but dogs, horses, and that also has done well for us.
How does one get discovered by Animal Planet for a TV show? Or I'm guessing after the success of Cesar Millan and The Dog Whisperer that it was probably a real opportunity. Somebody was thinking, okay, cats, cats, cats.
Yeah, well, fortunately that's true. I mean, we did get to a point where, and I think it was part was serendipity. I was just at the right place at the right time. Excuse me. But, they were primed, as is the rest of, if there's other networks doing animal programming, to say, you know what, cat people actually do spend money, watch TV. And they were also, cat folks were clamoring for programming. So I had just happened to move to L.A. I had literally been here for a couple of weeks. And just my presence, I have friends who work, in the industry, obviously. I mean, they're everywhere and in this town. And it was almost immediate that I think I was here for 2 weeks, and a friend of mine looked at me. I was actually helping someone in a Petco. It was a cat adoption agency, and they had a question for me, and I was helping them fix a problem. And he saw this vision, this, moment where, he said, wait a minute, I see, because of, I think, what I do and what I look like. And that kind of, gelled from there. So it didn't take too long.
So you mentioned it, and I referenced it in the introduction. The look, is this how you looked before you got the TV show? I mean, is this Jack?
Yeah. To the chagrin of my mom, yeah. I've looked like this since I was 12. I mean, minus the beard.
Oh, okay. Wow.
No, but I mean...
You are from another planet.
I was... I just was that kid. I mean, I've always been a little different. And as a musician, it was never this, like, let's wear this or do this so I can be a part of that scene or this. I just was, and happy to say. And when I first started doing cat consulting, I'll be honest with you, I wasn't exactly the most comfortable walking into people's homes and scaring them, because I think, what I'm saying is that we want the focus to be on you and your cat, not on the guy who may, duct tape you to a chair.
I'm going to have to change that in the introduction. Please welcome Jackson Galaxy, the man who might duct tape you to your chair.
That's good.
I like that.
And I'll keep that, thank you. And I used to roll down my sleeves and button my sleeves when I'd go into homes and do whatever I could, take earrings out, and that didn't last too long. It was ridiculous. I mean, if you don't want to hear the message, then you probably didn't want to deal with your cat anyway. If you needed somebody wearing a sweater vest and you know, whatever, to in order to get your message, then we probably weren't meant to work together anyhow. Mm.
So, well, let's just take a look at this for a minute. Do you mind? I should have asked you ahead of time. Do you mind showing us a tattoo or two? Because they're,
oh, sure.
I understand they're cat oriented, right?
Yeah. Let's take, for instance, I don't know if you can even see this. Let's see. This one, for instance, right
oh,
here.
Oh, yeah, there it is, right? Okay.
Yeah. Now, this one is great, and I think it really kind of symbolizes me a little bit because when you look at it from a distance like this, it's just this one big, mean-looking cat, mm-hmm. and when you look closely at it, it is made of little, beautiful little harmless cats. Like, if you look at the nose of this cat, you can see that
oh, yeah.
it's a cat's butt.
It almost looks like a Kleiban cat.
Yeah, and these guys, this is a 19th century Japanese woodcut,
wow.
and I just love that because, you know, just like that cat, I'm not what I've seen. This guy here was my first cat tattoo. Let's see if we can get him on here.
Oh, yeah.
Her, sorry. This is a her. We've got cats all over the place. I mean, little panther right here. Oh, my cat's down over here. I don't think you want me stripping right now. But... as time goes on, the great thing is I haven't remotely run out of body yet. So, and a lot of my cats are waiting in line for their turn to be immortalized.
Got it.
So, it's a nice addiction to have.
Now, this skill you have with cats, does it transfer to bigger cats? I mean, could you step in for Siegfried or Roy at some point?
I would hope I do a better job than them.
Oh, wow. Welcome to show business.
No, I mean, honestly, I adore the big cats. I hope that someday I'm given the opportunity to work closer with them. I often, you know, my first incarnation of my business when I partnered with a veterinarian in Boulder named Gene Hovey, and we went out to people's homes doing mind-body consultations, we named the business Little Big Cat because the idea was we wanted you to see that in order for your little cat to thrive in your home, you had to realize you had a piece of wild in your home. These guys are behaviorally so much like their big cousins, and that's what I would show people. And so when I go to big cat sanctuaries and just sit there and watch these guys, hours and hours go by. It's fascinating to me, and I've not worked with them yet, but I will.
Well, let's take a quick break. When we come back, I want to talk to you about some specifics of individual cats and some of the cats that we'll meet on the upcoming show.
Sure.
This is Bob Andelman, and you're listening to and hopefully watching the Mr. Media interview with Jackson Galaxy, rock guitarist, cat behaviorist, and star of the new Animal Planet series, My Cat from Hell, which opens on May 7th. And we'll be right back.
Men, no shaving proposition beats this. Listen, there's $1 cash, says Colgate Brushless, wins you in a flash. Yes, $1 cash says this is it for the clean, smooth, comfortable shaves you've always wanted. And here's why.
Because it's light and fine textured, Colgate Brushless completely surrounds, softens, and supports each bristle better than greasy, heavy creams. There's no matting down. There is no clogging. Your razor doesn't skid or skip when you use Colgate Brushless. Instead, it cuts through clean and smooth.
Try Colgate Brushless. See how it does away with razor scrape and soreness. Discover how slick and smooth and downright comfortable it makes your shave.
Get a large or giant-sized tube or jar of Colgate Brushless Shaving Cream. If 1 week's use doesn't win you completely, just send me back the carton top and we'll mail you your dollar. Address, Bill Stern, care of Colgate, Jersey City, Zone 2, New Jersey. Remember, there's $1 cash as Colgate Brushless wins you in a flash. Real fine.
Hi, I'm Romy Rosemont. I play Finn's mom or Carol Hudson on Glee. And, you know, as a good parent, I must warn you, keep your children away from Mr. Media. It's what's best. Really.
Well, this is Bob Andelman, and you're listening to and hopefully watching the Mr. Media interview with Jackson Galaxy, rock guitarist, cat behaviorist, and star of the new Animal Planet series, My Cat from Hell. See, I love that title.
I like the way you relish it in your mouth, being cat behavior that you are. Yeah.
Well, you know, I mean, do you find, I mean, are there literally cat people and dog people and never the twain shall meet?
Only until I get a hold of them. And then, and I only say it because I believe that if you're an anything person, then you're an animal person and I have my in. And I think they serve, you know, it's like chocolate covered pretzels. You know what I mean? You want a little bit of both.
Got it. Well, tell us a little bit about some of the situations that you encounter on the three episodes of the show that we'll see.
Well, I mean, honestly, I really was surprised at the level of Cat from Hellness that I encountered. Even when we were in the preliminary stages of just, you know, meeting these guys. So we dealt with a lot of, obviously you deal with a lot of aggression, whether that's defensive aggression, cats who wind up cornering themselves because of fear, and then when you try to reach out, they attack you, or paws and claws and teeth, yeah, copious amounts of all, or it could be more of an offensive aggression where you walk into the house just because you're there, they don't like it. So we dealt with some of all of that. We dealt with cats that didn't get along with other cats. We dealt with one case that I was really in love with was a cat who was adopted by a really great family, but they weren't prepared for how wild she was, meaning that she was mostly feral, and they were trying to incorporate her with their other cats, and that was a disaster, as you can imagine. And we had, I think in the show you're going to wind up seeing nine cases, and they all had their real intricacies to them, and they were all serious challenges for me.
Is there a thread that you've seen in your years of doing this that it doesn't bring all the cases together, but or are there similar threads, multiple threads of things that you see over and over again that people are doing wrong that would help?
Absolutely. I think that the thing about cats is this is just in a nutshell. The reason why I think people love dogs so much is that dogs are a lot easier to read. We've bred them over, you know, hundreds of thousands of years with us to act like us a little bit. And cats, we don't have that thread with. They were along for the ride for most of their co-evolution with us. You know, they had one purpose, which was to kill things so that we could eat our food in peace. Only in the last 150 years or so have we brought them into our homes. They weren't just outdoors, they were indoors as well. So we misunderstand them completely. And because we misunderstand them, A, we read the wrong intentions onto what they're doing, and B, we get angry at them because we've misread their intentions. And we get angry because they're inscrutable to us a lot of times. So that's my main purpose. My main purpose is for you to see the world, you know, from a cat's eye view. And once you do that, we can work. Anything can be done at that point because you have a basic understanding of their needs and how they're not being met.
Have you had, and not necessarily for the show, because I know the show is in the early stages here, but do you frequently or ever meet people who just should not own cats, and then do you ever have to tell them, you know what, I don't think this is ever going to work for you?
Yeah, I mean, there have been a few times. I mean, look, I've had quite a while doing this now, and out of that whole time, there's only been two times that I've called the cops in the middle of a consultation, and that was to say, and it was animal control, it wasn't the police, and it was to say, listen, you should not have animals, period. Dogs, cats, whatever. You don't have a basic fostering personality. These guys are suffering under your care. I can't leave here like that. There's no way I'm going to walk out of this house with the cats in this condition. So that's happened twice. Less severe on the DEFCON meter there's many times where it's just, hey, look, this is a great idea before I had three children. Mm. Or I travel way too much. Animals need companionship. The idea that cats are aloof is one of the first myths I try to break. And, you know, without companionship, they're just as lost as any other living being.
The emphasis, and now I haven't seen a full episode yet, but the emphasis in the trailers seems to be on cats that are a little scary to be around. I mean, hence my cat from hell, but
yeah.
Cats that, you know, and they, you know, they're hiding and they want to, you know,
yeah.
They want to. Is that, you know, is there more to it than that?
Well, sure. I think that we tend to, and for the sake of the episodes themselves, this is what we're showing you, that they can be like this, and this is what I deal with. But, you know, there are problems that are much more, that are just as complex, they're just not as evident. You know, I mean, I don't think it works on a commercial to say, today on My Cat from Hell, this cat pees outside her box, you know?
It doesn't quite have the same emotional...
dramatic ring to it, you know? that's equally frustrating to people. Your house smelling like pee, I would say, is more of a reason why people get rid of their cats than aggression. It's incredibly frustrating to walk into your home and have it stink, you know, and that's a ledge I have to talk people off of a lot. So, of course I deal with that. You have to divide my practice, litter box and aggression take up a good chunk, so.
What about crazy old cat ladies? We always hear about them, you know,
ladies
who've got, you know, hundreds of cats running around in their houses. You run across many of those?
I mean, those. Here's the thing about. I think the crazy old cat lady and the cat hoarder is, in terms of a media perspective now, I think they're starting to merge, and, you know, hoarders don't get they've got a problem, so they don't call me. Their children call me, or their husbands call me, or I've been called in by animal control to assess the situation. So I've worked with a couple of hoarding situations, but you know the guardians themselves don't think they have a problem, and that's how it starts.
Hmm. Do you have cats at home?
Of course, yeah.
How many cats do you have?
I have 4 cats and 2 dogs at home. See,
and you have dogs.
Oh yeah. Oh. No, I'm not. I'm not just talking the talk. I'm telling you, chocolate and peanut butter and pretzels and I love dogs, and dogs give me a completely different energy than cats, and that's why I can't imagine being without either one of them.
If one of your dogs went nuts and you couldn't figure out the problem, would you call Caesar?
I would call somebody. I mean, if I get to a point where, and yes, there's a little bit of, I'm not going to lie to you. I mean, I go through times of having my little hubris moments where, you know, I think I should be able to fix this. Mm-hmm. But when you're too close to read the page, you got to have somebody else come in and read it for you. And that's where you bring in a trust. Dog being to translate the dog physicalities that you're not seeing and how they respond to their environment and to the other animals in the house.
Hmm. One of your visual props on the show is a guitar case filled with cat toys. It's sort of like Batman and his utility belt. What kind of cat toys do you never leave home without?
I never leave home without 2 very distinct things. One would be an interactive toy. Mm-hmm. So that's one where I'm on one end of it and the cat's on the other end. Gives me 2 great things. First thing it does is it gives me some distance, because if the cat wants to rip my lungs out, Jim, I'm going to want a little bit of how do you do between me and them.
Right.
But at the same time, engage them, see if they're up for having some fun. And then there's also remote toys, which are more of the crinkle balls, the furry mice, things like that, where you can if you're in trouble, you chuck it, and all of a sudden you redirect that attention onto something else. I'll also travel with laser pens, and that also is a great redirection technique. If they're about to attack another cat, if they're about to attack me or somebody else in the house, then I just redirect them onto something that they that is the, quote, appropriate victim, as opposed to me, which is the inappropriate victim. But those are the three components of toys that I'm never without.
You are seen in the trailer as playing guitar.
Yeah.
What kind of you know, what kind of music do you play, and how often are you playing these days?
I play my own songs for the most part. I've been performing literally in clubs since I was 12 years old, and that's been my main through line in my life way before animals were. I've actually taken a bit of a break. I lived in Boulder, Colorado for about 15 years and broke up the band when I moved out here to L.A. and actually haven't really started up again. I mean, I'm just getting some nibbles here and there to play some shows and to do a little more recording and whatever. It was a really hard decision, but one of those unfortunate circumstances where your dad was right, and he says, you know, my dad was like, you're going to have to make a choice between these two things. And I said, no, I can do both successfully, but you can't. You really, to work with animals, to do anything well, you got to give it 100%. And I have full confidence that I'm guitar playing and singing and writing are things that are actually part of my cellular makeup at this point. And whenever I decide to break it out, I'll break it out.
Very good. And we were talking a minute ago about toys and that kind of thing. Will there be Jackson Galaxy, Cat, My Cat from Hell toys and
all
that kind of scratching posts?
Of course. I think there should be. I mean, I think the one thing that I bring to the table is that in terms of product development, I mean, listen, this is something that I've wanted to do for a long time, that there are things that are just not out there and that cats need. And I would very much like to bring it to them. And, you can bet that I'll try as much as I can to bring the right kinds of interactive environments to cats.
And last question before we have to go. So the show debuts May 7th, Saturday, as a three-part miniseries. Do we know yet if there will be more episodes after this?
We don't. Yeah, we don't. We got to just sort of trust the universe at this point. There's going to be three shows, and we'll see how the cat-loving world takes to us, and then we'll see what happens.
Very good. Well, folks, listen, you can watch Cat Behaviorist and sometime guitarist Jackson Galaxy in the three-episode Animal Planet miniseries, My Cat from Hell, beginning Saturday, May 7th at 9 p.m. I know you've got a website, jacksongalaxy.com. Can people find you on Twitter or Facebook, anywhere else?
You can find me Twitter, Jackson Galaxy. You can find me Facebook, Jackson Galaxy Cat Behaviors. We will have, coming this week, My Cat from Hell will also have a Facebook page as well, and you'll find all kinds of great stuff on there.
Very cool. Well, Jackson Galaxy, thank you so much for joining us on Mr. Media today.
Thank you so much for having me, Bob.
My pleasure. And folks, for more original interviews with America's top, animal behaviors, surf over to our main website, MrMedia.com, MRMedia.com. If you've enjoyed today's show, you can subscribe for free to Mr. Media via email, RSS, or iTunes, and you'll never miss a show. You can also listen with a piece of cat string and a tin can in many locations. And show your support for Mr. Media by supporting our sponsors, including Audible. To download your free audiobook today, go to audibletrial.com/radio. Again, that's audibletrial.com/radio for your free audiobook. We're also supported by thepartyauthority.us. Call DJ Ira for all your party entertainment needs nationwide at 1-800-DIAL-DJs or visit their website, thepartyauthority.us. We'll even accept a donation via PayPal to help defray the cost of producing this darn show. If you've got an idea for a guest, a comment on today's show, or would like to advertise on Mr. Media, email me directly at bob@mrmedia.com. You can also follow Mr. Media on Facebook, Twitter, or our new YouTube video channel. Thanks so much for giving up a piece of your day and watching Mr. Media, listening to Mr. Media. We appreciate your time and hope to see you real soon. Thanks, and thanks, Jackson.
Hey, you're welcome, Bob. Thanks for having me.
All right. Bye-bye.
This is Patrick Fischler. I've appeared on TV shows such as Mad Men, Lost, and Weeds. I actually have a real career. So what the heck am I doing on Mr. Media Radio with Bob Andelman? Somebody get my agent on the phone right now!